Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, okay, now we've got Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Paul, how's it going tonight?
It's good. Thank you for joining me. I actually almost forgot about you, but I didn't. And then I looked at my producer and said, hey, we didn't get Ray on the phone. Usually we have you. We like to have you on Fridays before Sunday. And, of course, I was talking a little bit about Sunday's game against Jacksonville, Ray. And the Steelers really could pretty much end Jacksonville's season with a win, couldn't they? I mean, pretty much Jacksonville needs to win out to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much. They're 3-6, Paul, and they have to climb over three other teams to win the division, or you know, at least two to maybe get a wild card. But they pretty much have to win out here. And wouldn't it be sweet for the Steelers to sort of turn the tables on them and end their season pretty much the way the Jaguars ended their season in January when they beat them 45-42 in Heinz Field?
Yeah, I think that would be a really good thing in terms of taking a look at sort of payback. And that's why, Ray, you know, sometimes the Steelers, you know, they've won a bunch of games in a row now. They're playing well. This usually, you know, they're going to play a 3-6 team who hasn't played well. And this is like, oh, this is the profile of a game that they have a letdown. But I'm fairly certain that this is going to be a pretty focused Steelers team. There's a lot of reasons why they're going to be motivated to win this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about part of that today, Paul, is they were humbled last year by the Jaguars, not once but twice. And they don't want – they don't want for that to happen again. They did a lot of talking, especially before that playoff game against Jacksonville last year, and they had their mouth shut. And the joke was on them because they couldn't back up their talk. So a lot of those guys who were doing the talking are gone, Paul, Le'Veon Bell, Mike Mitchell among them. And really, it was a pretty boring week in that locker room this week. All those guys were focused. They were all very aware of what happened last season, and I'm sure if any of them forgot, some guys like David DeCastro and some others on that offensive line surely reminded them to keep their trap shut this time, because a lot of those guys in that locker room after that playoff loss were ticked at the amount of talking that took place before that game last year.
Yeah, I was in the locker room, the Jacksonville locker room, after the playoff game, and there was a lot of trash talking going on in that room by a lot of different people. That's no question about it. There was just a lot of trash talking, the defensive lineman, and of course, Jalen Ramsey. And they kind of became like this brash, you know, we're here now. You've got to deal with us. We're a young team with all this talent kind of team. But you know what? They kind of forgot that you have to actually go play the games, and you can't just talk about it. And that's why, you know, this season has been sort of they've just gone upside down for them. I mean, they have not played well at all.
No, Paul, it's almost like Jalen Ramsey wasn't paying attention at all last year. I mean, he was one of the guys in that locker room. I'm sure you listened to him. I think he said, Mike, what's his name? In reference to Mike Mitchell. And then just a few months later in August, he's going off on GQ and ripping half the quarterbacks in the National Football League, including Ben Roethlisberger, who he called decent at best. So I know some guys are wired that way, Paul. You know, the trash talking actually, you know, gets them motivated and makes them play better. But this is definitely one instance where the trash talking came back to bite the Jaguars, because they just haven't been able to back it up this year.
No, not at all. And I think that's one of the things, too, is I'm pretty sure Ben Roethlisberger is going to be very motivated in this game to kind of show Jalen Ramsey the error of his ways, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, it was brought up to Ben this week, and you know, Ben sort of low-keyed it, but I am sure deep down he had that quote embedded into his skull back in August, and he's been looking forward to this game for quite some time. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Ray, the Steelers, this is sort of the first day after the whole Le'Veon Bell thing came to fruition, and he is not going to be here. I was interested in the answer when someone asked Mike Tomlin about the depth at running back behind James Conner. They feel like they've got enough behind him, but boy, you know, I don't know if they want to test that theory, because I think if James Conner goes down, this is going to be it's going to be rough for them to overcome that.
Yeah, Paul, I was really surprised at Randy Feitner's answer when he answered that question yesterday after practice. I think the term he says is, "I love that situation," you know, behind James Conner right now. And you know, listen, Stephen Ridley is a veteran. He's rushed for 1,000 yards in the NFL in a season before. I mean, it was back in 2012, but he's done it, and he's that veteran that, you know, they could sort of count on in a pinch. The really intriguing guy to me, Paul, is Jalen Samuels. We got a little bit of a taste of what he can do against Carolina. He's probably the better receiver out of the backfield right now. He's still learning how to play running back. But that play he made against the Carolina defense, I know it was late in the game, and it was sort of like a trash time touchdown, but I think he could really be a weapon for this team down the road, and if it happens to be this season, so be it. And, you know, I think they really might have something there in Jalen Samuels in the future.
Yeah, that's going to be – that to me is going to be the thing that you watch with this Steelers team. Ray, the defense has played really well the last few weeks, obviously. What do you think, in your mind, has been the most important thing for them in this turnaround? Like, what is kind of led to this thing?
Well, I think the pass rush has been getting better, Paul. If you notice that interception that Cam Newton threw early in that game, T.J. Watt stayed home. He read his key, and he really caused that interception. So even when they're not getting sacks, they're making the right plays. And I think we've talked about this before, but just having Cody Sensabaugh back there and not blowing assignments or having mental lapses the way Artie Burns did, I just really think it settled down the whole secondary. And we all know that Joe Haven is having a Pro Bowl-type season on the one side. You know, Cody Sensabaugh, if he could just be solid on the other side, I think they can, you know, they can keep this up. I know this hasn't been a murderer's row for them during this five-game winning streak. You know, they faced Cleveland, and, you know, Cincinnati's been slumping a little bit here. But as they go down the stretch here, I really do think that, you know, if this defense can't continue to play the way it has been, that it can, you know, can't continue to be a positive for them as they get ready for the playoffs.
Yep. Well, Ray, we appreciate you taking some time. Thank you so much, and enjoy your weekend. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldi on Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.